This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On What's on Your Mind for another hour. Refugees, mask mandates, hospitalization numbers in the southern U.S., mainly due to two reasons. One, obviously, the COVID variant is putting more people in the hospital everywhere. But the numbers here at one time were zero, and now they're 20 or 30 system-wide. Sanford is an example, so it's not huge numbers here, but certainly is in the southern border. And that is impossible not to connect to the fact that the Biden administration is completely mismanaged. There were rules for thee and rules for, the illegal immigrants who are very, very different. So that's caused the situation there. Touched a little on the drought situation. Work to be done there. Spent a little time yesterday on that topic. Also wrote about it for my column this week in all the forum newspapers. And my bottom line is it's bad. It's really bad. Like Death Valley bad. In fact, in July, Fargo, North Dakota had about half an inch, a little better than half an inch rain. Death Valley had an inch. So when you're half as much rain as Death Valley in July, unbelievable. I was talking to a plant pathologist the other day, and he said, the valley usually gets, the norm is an inch a month. I think he said an inch a week all of the growing season, right? Just on average, you get about an inch a week, and it's just perfect because the soil handles and everything else. Well, they're nowhere near that. And even with that great Red River Valley soil, it's just, it's feast or famine, and there's a lot more famine than feast right now. It's extreme, extreme drought. So I am of the opinion the federal government will never do anything, and they've already told us to stick it because we're a red state, and so that's very obvious. I mean, folks, if you're a Biden administration fan, you're one of those folks that you're ready to take your pitchforks to Washington and the Trump administration because of the trade deals, and you thought Donald Trump was stupid by, doing these things. You can't now look at the Biden administration and say, boy, are they a friend of farmers. So glad they got it. You can't. You can't say that with a straight face. Because I'll give you one example. One thing under their purview was to say CRP acreage normally would not be available for hay or grazing until August 1st. It has been open as early as July back in the 80s when they saw severe drought. Senator Kevin Cramer and others, Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner, wrote a letter in June saying, I think the state did it and then the congressional delegation supported it, so Governor Burgum might have done the same. We'd like you to open that up early. Right, they're doing this in June, thinking, could we get it open July 1? And the last week in July, they send a letter saying, well, it's too late now. Well, yeah, you responded too late. So it's ridiculous. But the state, I believe, has to do more. I really do. I think the state has to do more. I'm not a fan of government and more government when it comes to agriculture. I think we'd all be better if there was less government touch. But we have to play by those rules now, and we do have a Bank of North Dakota, and whether it's a loan to live and fight another day that is backstopped by the Bank of North Dakota at a better price, whether it is transportation subsidies to get hay here, whether it is we're going to go buy as much hay as we can, you mess up the hay market, I don't like it, got to do something. And I'm starting to think maybe the legislature is going to have to be the one to do it because we're not doing it fast enough. And what I've seen come out of the Industrial Commission so far is basically loans at 3-some% that you could get from, Farm Credit Services or any bank in your town. So that isn't any kind of a help. So with more to be done there, but that's enough for today on that topic. John Hinderacher is going to join us from the Center of the American Experiment till the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about their good work and their plans to expand the Center of the American Experiment. I want to talk a little bit about these refugee numbers as well and the border crisis and the critical race theory and a few other things. Grant Bismarck had a question for Mike LeBeau. Sharon did too that we didn't get to, but I'll start with you two and then we'll get to John. Grant?
Yep. Okay,
what's
Scott.
What's on your mind?
I want to know I want to know if the doctor is a, he's a doctor, but I want to know if he's also a businessman and strategically planning on how this mandate is going to affect the staff at the hospital here in Bismarck. Because what I think is going to happen, and as much as they want to say you have the right for religious freedom and you don't, you know, you get that, you could, you don't need to take it. Well, I'm kind of wondering what doctor at a hospital in Samford is going to sign that if they're required to be back. And secondly, how is that going to affect their short staff they already have when all these people jump ship and they're going to, I think what will happen when they jump ship, we might see a spur of new clinics with new doctors, new nurses, and private lower cost healthcare, which I think would be great to begin with. And if you have some major surgery you need, well, then you got to go to the dirty Samford. It's whatever you want to call it, because if you're requiring all these people to go through this vaccine, and they should be able to have the right of refusal, just like the flu shot. So I think what that's kind of my how I envision what's going to maybe happen, but I just don't think that Samford is strategically planning well, just like a lot of these other big corporate companies around the nation. And I really hope that it invigorates people to be more small business minded, and I think we'll have more options and, you know, more patriots for choice.
I will do this, Greg. I'll pass the questions along to Samford Health, and I think, the way you're thinking is, you're thinking chess rather than checkers. You're a few steps ahead. I think one thing you might want to ask yourself in that equation of what you think might happen is that it isn't just Samford. Now it's Essentia, and it's Eventide, and you can be sure there's going to be more healthcare entities that are going to do this, especially as those numbers increase, right? And, again, he's a doctor, but he's also the business guy, so he's looking at the projections, he's looking at his numbers, but I think it's a good question and a good concept, and we got to dig into it. I got to keep moving today, but let's make sure we get an answer for you on that from Dr. LeBeau. Sharon in Bismarck, and then we'll get to John Hinderacher. Go ahead, Sharon.
Hi. I heard something, and I think it's something that I'm curious about to find out more. My sister was at a fair in Wyoming. She was visiting with a lady who was a nurse, and they were talking about vaccines. And they were talking about the people that are getting this COVID vaccine, because the vaccine changes some feature in the blood so that people who have the vaccines cannot, if somebody ever needed to have a blood transfusion, they could not donate to someone who could not have that tainted piece in the blood.
Right. And, I've not heard that particular thing, but I've heard other examples of that. I think the operative number we heard today is 3 in 1,000 get an adverse reaction in all of the shots given at Samford Health. That may be something that wouldn't be categorized in an adverse reaction from the actual shot, but something you find out later. And I always trust but verify on those things, so we'll add that to our list for sure. We had a question that came in as well for Dr. LeBeau related to, female reproductive organs and how the impacts are there. So those are things, in my mind, Sharon, you talk to your own doctor about and guide you making a decision. And if you find out something that alarms you, then you let somebody, shout it from a mountaintop to say, hey, are you aware? It's a good question. I appreciate your call. John Hinderacher is here from the Center of the American Experiment, and this is a Minnesota-based organization now expanding into North Dakota, eventually South Dakota as well, and we're glad they're doing it because they're fighting on many fronts. What's your take on the current uptick in the COVID cases and the remedies that are being discussed and the potential danger of shutting down the economy and everything else and overreacting a little bit, but at the same time being concerned about the variant? Where are you at on this? Where's the center at this, John?
Well, Scott, I think it's madness. I mean, it's complete madness. This Delta variant, number one, was totally predictable. Viruses mutate. That's what they do, right? This is not a surprise. The Delta variant is less lethal. It's not as bad as the original COVID, and the original COVID wasn't that bad either. And I think the government is pursuing a ridiculous policy here. On the one hand, they're demanding that everybody get vaccinated. On the other hand, they're telling us, well, the vaccines don't really work all that well. And so even if you've been vaccinated, we want you to wear a mask. And so I think a lot of people are saying, well, you know, if it's not going to do me any good, you know, if I got to wear a mask anyway, why should I get vaccinated? And let me just add this, Scott, because you gave the statistic that one in so many suffer an adverse reaction. Let me just give you an example of that. There's a guy in my office. He's healthy. Former competitive judo guy, you know, very healthy, 40-year-old man, and he dutifully went in and got the vaccine, and he has been really sick for the last 2 weeks. I mean, really sick, way sicker than he ever would have gotten with COVID. And so, you know, there's a lot to be said about this, but I guess my most fundamental point here is no more shutdown. No more mask mandates, right? People act like we've never had diseases before, like this is something brand new, and it's ridiculous. So I think we just got to get back to normal. We got to get our economy back to normal, our lives back to normal, and people can make their own decisions about whether the vaccination is a good idea for them or not.
And that shouldn't be controversial. That shouldn't be a debate, whether people should make their own decisions. That's called American freedom. More with John Hinderacher after this on What's On Your Mind.
There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1 liter Ice Mountain 69-cent bottle of water that is good all month long. That's special at PetroServe USA. The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32-ounce Lucky 7 cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch Family Packs, buy one, get one. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. The big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Past the hour, I'm in Grand Rapids today at the studios of Comfy and Cozy. That's right. If you're out in the Lakes area of Grand Rapids, Minnesota, Scott,
hey,
you're
over your J105 over there, too, you know.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's the classic rock station out here. It's kind of a big deal. Kind of a big deal.
Love
and,
that.
Yeah, cozy and comfy. You don't get any better than that. Did you ever come to Grand Rapids when you were a kid from the Twin Cities, Todd? You ever kick around this area?
Well, that's where I caught my first fish.
Oh my gosh, you caught
Jesse Lake.
Unbelievable.
Where now, with no bait.
Do you have an Aldi in Bismarck?
We do not. You know, and that would go over so well here. That would go well, but we don't have one.
I think there's now two or three in Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead. There's one in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. I drove by this morning.
Yeah, I saw that.
Unbelievable.
How cool is that?
I know. So
lucky guys over there.
Yeah. Yeah, so not only can you catch fish, you can shop at Aldi if you want. I don't know. It's kind of a cheeky place to shop now. It's not Trader Joe's yet, but it's darn close. So anyway, we're here because we're pleased to be welcoming these three radio stations into our flag family. And so I hope you're doing a little work today. But anyway, glad to be on the show. Dr. Pilling from University of Mary coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're brought to you today by our friends at Pfeiffer's. And talking to Annie Murnick the other day, and he was listing off the farm retirement and estate auctions from Steele to Fargo to Bismarck to Bowman to Norwich to Regent to Kenmare, Turtle Lake, all those in North Dakota, Glendon and Minnesota and Sioux Falls and Worthing in South Dakota. A lot going on. Farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, coins, toy tractors, guns, and a lot more. Advertising deadlines are getting pretty tight right now on Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. So get a hold of Pfeiffer's for more information. Full inventory and equipment details at Pfeiffer's.com. More with our guest, John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment. Minnesota went full-on woke during the COVID thing. Now schools in both Minnesota and North Dakota on the border, John, are talking about mandating masks for kids. I don't doubt that train's probably already left the station in most of Minnesota. What does the center do on a case like that? Do you connect, folks with their school board members? Do you encourage them to run for school board, get involved in this? What can they do?
Well, one thing going on here, of course, is that all of the shutdown orders and mandates and so on of the last year were issued by our governor, Tim Walz, under his own declaration of emergency. That was the legal basis for all of it. He has not declared another emergency. That emergency is over. It's ended, right? So he can't start issuing orders unless and until there's another emergency. And politically, I don't think he can do that. So this really is going to go down to the local level. And we have been talking to people in Minnesota a lot about the importance of grassroots activity and above all at the school board level. As you know, we've been carrying on a huge campaign against critical race theory. We did a tour that went to 17 cities in Minnesota putting on programs about CRT, what it is, why it's bad, and above all, how you as parents and citizens can fight it. And one of the things that we're encouraging people to do is run for the school board. The school boards are where the action is on this issue, as they are on masks and how we're treating our kids in school generally. And Scott, we're actually running a school for school board candidates. It's going to be about a 2/3 of a day long training session. It's coming up later this month toward the end of August. And we're inviting all of the, everybody who has filed to be a candidate for a school board in the state of Minnesota is going to be invited to this school, and it's about how you run, how you serve if you get elected, and why one of your chief agenda items ought to be fighting critical race theory.
And, boy, what a great idea. School for school board members. We have a recall going on in Fargo now that includes 4 school board members. By the way, the Fargo school board includes someone that is overtly a supporter of critical race theory. People like to say, well, it's not here, and no, this is only equity, and this is why you need to go to school to be a school board member, because many times the administration and the inertia that just happens says nothing to see here when it's there. It's sort of like Common Core, I always say. We still have Common Core math as an example. We just don't call it Common Core anymore because that became a dirty word, right? So you really do need to get under the hood a little bit before you can actually ascertain whether critical race theory is where you are or whether somebody's pushing for it, right, John?
Yeah, I mean, the left always takes this kind of inconsistent position. Anytime you bring up critical race theory, they'll say, number one, that doesn't really exist. It's just in the law schools. It's a figment of conservatives' imagination. And number two, critical race theory is awesome and should be taught in every classroom, right? They can't quite get their story straight. The National Education Association, just a couple of weeks ago, the big National Teachers Union, and of course, Education Minnesota is their affiliate in Minnesota, adopted a resolution specifically advocating that CRT be taught in every classroom in America, and they call it out by name. They say over and over again, critical race theory, gotta be taught. And so don't take their word for it when people in your local school start saying, oh, we don't have CRT, we just have equity, right? The next question is, well, what do you mean by equity? Because when a leftist says the word equity, he doesn't mean what you think he means. He doesn't mean anything like equality. There's a whole lot of baggage that is coming along with that word.
You know, it helps to have people like John and his team at the Center of the American Experiment to be at the tip of the spear here, to be out there listening to know, when they say this, it really means that. That's one of the reasons we're actively engaged in having them move what they do, bring what they do, obviously not leaving Minnesota, but expanding in North Dakota and South Dakota. How's that effort going, John?
It's going real well, Scott. We've got a fundraising goal. I've got a budget. I know how much we need to raise to make that vision a reality. We're about two-thirds of the way there in North Dakota. We've got a strategy for closing out the remaining third. And as soon as we hit that goal, we're going to start hiring and we're going to launch that project.
It's exciting because, you know, those 17 events that happened in Minnesota, you could do those in North Dakota, right? You could do those in South Dakota. And I happen to believe we're more fertile ground for it. There will be obviously more public support for it, more political support for it, because it's more aligned with the way North Dakotans think. So it's important. Before I let you go, one of the other things I really appreciate about the center is the effort to stand up for law enforcement. And, of course, Minnesota is also in a very dark place right now. I mean, do people go to Twins games anymore? Or did they dare go to a Vikings game? Do they, last year, you know, I know the answer to that. I don't know in the coming seasons what's going to happen. Give us an update. The law enforcement community still needs our support in Minnesota, don't they?
Absolutely. The answer to your question is attendance is way down at everything. Many people don't like to go to downtown Minneapolis. The new issue of Thinking Minnesota is in the mail right now, Scott, so you're going to be seeing this in the next couple of days. The cover story in this issue is on crime in the Twin Cities, and it's sobering. I mean, it's a very, very dark picture, and we did a bunch of polling on crime in connection with this issue, and as you can expect, Scott, there's a lot of support for law enforcement. People don't buy the left-wing narrative, defund the police. But at the same time, they're very concerned about crime, and they're very concerned about whether they should even go into the Twin Cities. It's a big, big problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, John, thanks. AmericanExperiment.org to find out more. And folks can even go there and just get on the list for Thinking Minnesota, the magazine. They can also support 501c3 donation to John's group, get you tax treatment, and helps expand this great entity into North Dakota and eventually South Dakota, too. AmericanExperiment.org. That's how I get Thinking Minnesota, right?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, go right there and just become a member. It costs you nothing. Once you're on the mailing list, they'll send that out to you. So it's a great magazine because it has information we care about everywhere, even though it's called Thinking Minnesota. We do want Minnesota to think a little more. Thanks, John. Dr. Terry Pellin, University of Mary, Dean of the Engineering School, when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think about it. It's brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
It's been a long day, an even longer week, and don't even think about the past year. At the end of a crazy day, you can let all those stressful thoughts just fade away with the smooth taste of North Dakota Sweet Crude, an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and now there's a new generation of Sweet Crude called Sweet Crude Orange, the same smooth finish with a splash of orange. North Dakota Sweet Crude and Sweet Crude Orange, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis hit back on President Biden Wednesday after Biden criticized him and other Republican governors for banning mask mandates.
Joe Biden has taken to himself to try to single out Florida over COVID. This is a guy who ran for president saying he was going to, quote, shut down the virus. And what has he done? He's imported more virus from around the world by having a wide open southern border.
Biden suggested that if you don't do lockdown policies, then you should get out of the way. A tumbling incident last Thursday involving the International Space Station may have been more serious than initially reported. A Russian research module called Naka docked on the underside of the more than 900,000-pound orbiting space station. Then the module inadvertently fired one of its propulsion thrusters while docking, pulling down the rear of the ISS, prompting NASA officials to declare a spacecraft emergency after performing 1.5 backflips. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. This show doesn't go without support from great companies like MyPillow, and we have a great deal for you. First of all, everybody you know ought to get a link from frankspeech.com to the Cyber Symposium to watch it, number one. But most importantly today, because this is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week, if you know Al Jager, the Secretary of State, or you know Mike Bonpleasure, the county auditor in Cass County, or you know the county auditor in Bismarck, who I heard the other day, or I guess it was Mandan, she didn't know about this event. Well, that's why Jim the Flagpole guy says, hey, you really should know this is going on. Same thing with legislators. You know anybody in any position, from county auditors to legislators to anybody that touches elections or cybersecurity, Governor Burgum, are you going? Lieutenant Governor Sanford, are you going? Are you watching? Are you sending staff? FrankSpeech.com has all the details. And in the meantime, Mike Lindell is being canceled by Fox News. Canceled. Won't run the simple ad we put up that it just says, look, do elections matter to you? Does election integrity matter to you? This is why we're reenacting the entire election. So, MyPillow.com, $39.99 on the towels right now. That deal will not last forever, and it used to be $109. Now it's $39.99 for this six-pack of towels, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. What's for lunch today? You know, I would go chicken in Mandan, wouldn't you, Todd? That PetroServe location over there in Mandan is phenomenal. Or the one kitty corner from First International Bank. It's across the street from First International Bank, kitty corner, I guess, from the Capitol. But four-for-four deal at all the PetroServe locations, the pizza, the two fresh-baked cookies, and the 20-ounce soda is good. The home-cooking grab-and-go convenience is great. Meatloaf, for instance, in Harwood and Glendon today. Can't go wrong at PetroServe USA. All right. Next up on the program, Dr. Terry Pilling. What a dream. It's unfolding right now. They're relatively new. He's the first dean of the College of Engineering. Dr. Pilling, glad to have you back. Tell us how this dream is unfolding.
Well, before there was a School of Engineering, we were getting a lot of companies asking for a School of Engineering in Western North Dakota. They found that there was workforce needs in their companies that weren't being fulfilled. So there was a lot of jobs and no one to work in them. And they thought that an engineering school would help fix that. And so that's what we did 6 years ago and started it. And we've been progressing towards that goal ever since. And I think we've now got to the point where we're filling those needs. We've got students being hired by companies across Western North Dakota. And in fact, there's students that are coming from out of state. 60 or 70% of our students are from other states. And they come to the University of Mary and get internships and co-ops along the way while they're getting their engineering degree. And then when they graduate, a significant number of them stay here. They decided to get a job in North Dakota, and in particular Western North Dakota. And so I think we're not only fulfilling the workforce needs out there, but we're bringing in smart, educated students from across the country to make their home in North Dakota.
Well, you make a point that there are other schools of engineering. There's good ones in North Dakota at public institutions, mm-hmm. and there's good ones in other states as well. But if they're coming from another yep. state to go to the University of Mary School of Engineering, I think I know why. I think you're able to do things the public institutions are not in teaching the whole person. But explain that a little bit. What do you hear from them when they say, yeah, I'm from Montana, I'm from Minnesota, but I want to go to University of Mary Engineering School? Why?
Yeah, well, that's a lot of times it's because we're a Catholic Benedictine university, and so they're looking for a private Catholic school to go to. And we teach engineering, and a lot of the smaller private Catholic schools don't do that. And we also are very reasonable financially. It's a lot cheaper to go to the University of Mary than it is to go to a lot of the other schools around the country. One thing that we have as an advantage over the public schools in North Dakota is the small class sizes. Our engineering classes have a cap of 20 students in the classroom. And so we get to do some real hands-on stuff with the students that they don't get to see when there's a class of 120 students. And so and that's a very valuable thing in engineering because a lot of it is hands-on. And a lot of it is complicated material that you'd like to be able to put up your hand and stop the professor and say, could you give me a little more information on that? Because it's a little complicated and I'd like to understand it better. And if you're in a large class, not only are you intimidated to do that, but you may not even be able to because it's hard to stop when there's 120 people waiting for the next thing to happen. But here we're fine with that and we do it all the time and we make sure that every student in the class understands everything.
I have an engineer in the family. I have, I have nephews, nephews married to nieces and these folks that are in the engineering world. So I think I understand the engineer pretty well. I've worked with them over the years because in the radio business you work with engineers. But most engineers, wicked smart, know math very, very well, but they just as soon not talk to me. They just as soon send me an email or a text or whatever. How do you work with an engineer who has all the wherewithal, all the education of an engineer, and get them to be more of a, I guess, in the workplace at least, more interactive, and maybe even yeah. recognize that some of these people are leaders, that if they get a well-rounded education, they can be that engineer, but they can be a lot more. They can run the engineering company. They can own their own. How do you do that, Terry?
Yeah, you hit on exactly one of the main problems in degrees like engineering. Is that's how most of the students are coming in. They're coming in, they were really smart in high school. They had good math grades and things in high school. But you know, I tell you what, over the 4 years that they're here, they're experiencing, so many opportunities to interact with other people and to learn how to talk to people who are not engineers. And, by the time they leave, you'd see a huge transition. We have them do public speaking almost constantly in their classes. They have to go and talk to companies and businesses and not necessarily engineering ones, and they have to be able to explain their ideas. And they get really good at it. And in fact, most of them, when they come in, they're afraid of public speaking and they're afraid of this kind of interactive stuff. But by the end, they're not. They're all happy to speak in public, and they're also they learn leadership skills because we have them work in groups and in such a way that each one gets a chance to be the leader of the group at various points in their career, multiple times, and they get good at it. And I think that the companies that hire these students are starting to see that. In fact, all of our graduates are being hired immediately when they graduate, and a lot of times they're being hired the year before they graduate. And they're quickly moving up into the companies that hire them. And I think it's because they not only know all the technical things that an engineer should, they're also really good people, leadership skills and marketing skills. And they also are friendly and they enjoy their communities and they enjoy helping out with their communities. And that's something that a lot of engineers and engineering companies find important. If you're in a small community in Western North Dakota, like Watford City or places like this, you're going to be a big part of your community. You're going to have to play a role in that community to make it better for yourself and everyone around you. And our students are well prepared for that.
long has been one of the important brands of the University of Mary as America's leadership university. And if you had an engineering school the size of a U of M or an NDSU or UND or any of the Montana schools, doing what you're doing, what you just described, would be a lot tougher, wouldn't it?
That'd be impossible. In fact, we couldn't do it. In order to teach them these kind of personal skills, sort of soft skills, at the same time as they're learning the technical stuff, you really have to have one-on-one interactions, and you have to be able to really closely monitor how they progress in their career. So you got, for example, you have to make sure everyone gets a chance to be the leader of the group, and everyone gets a chance to do the public speaking and things. And if you have a large class size, that's really hard to monitor that. You'll end up with the one person who's good at it will be the one in the group that does it the whole time through, and the others never have to learn how to do it. So the small class sizes are just absolutely crucial to building that kind of engineer at the end.
So you use the term impossible. Nothing's impossible at the University of Mary, but just the class size obviously makes this conducive. And I would also say anybody, and you do this, Dr. Pilling, and do it very well at the School of Engineering, University of Mary, anybody that could take an engineer and recognize, boy, if I can take your wicked smart engineering skill set and give you some leadership skills and some recognition of how you need to interact with the workforce in this thing, they're going to be a leader in no time. And that's why it's really a fascinating story, and how you're building this brick by brick has been fascinating. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's happening in our state right now, because there's shortages of engineers. How is the University of Mary helping with that and connecting these students? So we'll do that when we continue. Dr. Terry Pilling, University of Mary, with us today in the School of Engineering. More after this.
This is amazing. It really is. It's a fascinating conversation. I hope parents are leaning in a little bit to this and hearing Dr. Pilling here as well, because I think it's something we all need to hear and know a little bit about the future. And again, it's not like UND and NDSU are bad schools of engineering. They're not. They're world renowned, but they just do it differently and have higher numbers. And, the University of Mary are able to do things they can't do. And I believe that without faith, there's maneuvering this shark-infested world in which we live in, it's impossible. And you have that. You have that taught at the University of Mary, where it legally can't be taught at a public institution. So fascinating stuff. Hey, do you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? You might think it's a Bakken thing, it's a Western North Dakota thing, it's oil-producing counties thing. No, it's every corner of North Dakota. That's a true statement. And if you go to ndpetroleum.org, you find out more about that. ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas Advancing the Possibilities. We preach this a lot, but people in Grand Forks and Fargo should know more about what happens in Watford City and Williston, Dickinson and Bowbells, because there is a lot happening right now. And, there's this synergy between carbon management and enhanced oil recovery that EERC is working on. Just a lot of things that are happening right now. The North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting is coming up. That will be in Watford City. We're going to be there for that. In fact, I want to invite some of the county commissioners there. We get some criticism from them from time to time, and I always appreciate, people sharing their unvarnished view with us on everything. And so I put that out there. We've never really had, I guess, Joel Brown's the last county commissioner on, and more in his role with Mineral Tracker and First International Bank and Trust, and even with his role as a commission member on the McKinsey County Commission. So I'm going to do that. Make a note of that, Chris. Let's invite them to come on the show, and we'll do some shows from the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting coming up. And find out about that. Check out that and be part of that. Even if you're a construction company in West Fargo, you ought to be there and participate in that. Also brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. I talk about this a lot, but their IAQ air cleaning products can give you COVID-proof protection. How can you say that, Scott? I just talked to people that have put it in and said no traceable cases of COVID because of this, but also it helps prevent the spread of colds, the flu, and other diseases as well. H.A.T. and Sons, your lead service contractor, providing now over 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains, certainty with their mechanical systems. More coming up. Don't go away.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm here and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be
willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com, taking care of their customers. You can buy with confidence, drive worry-free, because your vehicle comes with their free lifetime powertrain warranty at no additional cost to most new, in fact, all new Buicks, GMCs, and most used vehicles, late models. Shop, click, drive, and find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Tomorrow, Senator Kevin Cramer will join us. There's been two things that have sort of been swirling around him. One is the support for the $1 trillion infrastructure package, not the $3.5 trillion that has all the garbage they call infrastructure, but rather one that 80% of Republicans and Democrats agree is actually infrastructure, like roads and bridges and things like that. There's 20% that's a total stinker, but that's fast-tracking through the Senate. We've talked about it last week for 2 hours, and we'll and welcome your calls on that. And I continue to get a lot of questions about Ashley Babbitt and Senator Kramer supposedly saying he was grateful that a Capitol Police officer shot her when that isn't what he said. He said he was grateful for the Capitol Police protecting him, and does note that in the video we have of Ashley Babbitt that she didn't follow instructions to stop or be shot. And so, you know, you can agree or disagree with his position on that, but I know those will come up tomorrow, and we welcome that. Plus, Andrew Giuliani was rescheduled to tomorrow, candidate for governor in New York. Andrew Cuomo, bye-bye. I mean, to get off the stage. This is ridiculous. Anyway, that
yeah, I don't know. How can you survive this?
It's crazy. More of our conversation with Dr. Terry Pilling from the University of Mary. There's a shortage of engineers. We hear about that often. Tell me, Dr. Pilling, why?
Well, at the moment, there seems to be shortages in all kinds of different areas, not just engineering. I mean, there's help wanted signs almost everywhere you go these days, but also in engineering, because it's just a difficult degree to get. And also, Northwestern North Dakota and Western North Dakota are really booming, you know, with oil coming back and things like that, and also different opportunities in the oil field and in Western North Dakota. They're building, making new products and things like that. And all of these need engineers to help design and work there. And so, our students are being hired quite frequently upon graduation in North Dakota. Our last cohort that graduated this last spring, all got jobs immediately, and the ones before that as well. So, I think 80% are still here in Western North Dakota. One of the things we're also trying to do here at the University is come up with offerings for people who are already engineers. So I know a lot of times in companies they have engineers trained to do one thing or another, and maybe they have an opportunity or a job opportunity in some different area, and there's no one that they can hire to fill that. But we do at the University of Mary have a workforce development group who is continually adding new certifications, and so those companies could have some of their employees come back and get certified in order to take on a different role maybe in the company. Last year we offered OSHA 30 certification, and we had a full room of people from outside the university get their OSHA 30 certification. We're working on a project management certification. We also offer a fundamentals of engineering exam study course. In order to become a professional engineer, you have to be an engineer in training. In other words, you have to be working as an engineer at a company with a degree in engineering. But then you have to take the professional engineer's exam in order to get certified as a PE. And to do that, you have to take also what's called the fundamentals of engineering exam, which all of our students take, and all of them have passed it as well.
Is there a particular engineering segment that is booming more than the other? If we got parents or grandparents listening, is it mechanical engineering, is it electrical engineering, or is it just all of the above?
Well, I think it's really all of the above, because I shouldn't say that. There is every year one or two that seem to do better than the others, but then that changes every year. When we first started, like 3 years ago, all of our civil engineering students were being scooped up as soon as they graduated, and then last year it was all of our electricals. I have Montana Dakota Utilities hired three of them, and Raytheon in Arizona hired one, and basically all of our electricals were being hired immediately. Now, all the other ones got jobs as well, but the companies that hired them, like, before they'd even graduated were looking for electricals. And then mechanicals. This last group that graduated, Bobcat hired one of them, and mechanical engineering guys are sort of getting scooped up. We offer civil, mechanical, and electrical, and it seems like there's always a rotating demand for all of these guys.
I've seen the facility before. I had a chance to take Kelsey Warren through it, who calls himself just a pipeliner, but he's an engineer that's done pretty good, having built his company, the Energy Transfer Project, the DAPL pipeline, Dakota Access Pipeline Project. He has obviously been a donor to the University of Mary School of Engineering, so thought a lot of it. But he commented even before your lab was built that, there were some amazing things on the drawing board, and just that there was a different field at the University of Mary. Give me an update on the engineering and construction management labs. I think civil engineering, construction management labs that are really innovative. Tell me why.
Yeah, that's right. That's the final piece in our building project. This year, if you came out to campus to visit, you'd see there's a big hole in the ground and a lot of trucks and piles of dirt and concrete. And that's because they are building the new construction management and civil engineering wet lab. And that's one that they're using wet concrete and looking at strength of materials in concrete and how to build things like bridges and concrete highways and things like that. And so we didn't have that before. It can't really be in the same part of the building as the rest of the engineering because it's so dirty and wet that the stuff gets tracked everywhere. So we had to have a special facility for it with an overhead crane and various other technologies.
Exciting times at the University of Mary. Love it. Thank you, Dr. Terry Pilling. See you tomorrow, folks. Andrew Giuliani, full hour, Senator. On What's On Your Mind. God bless. Bye-bye.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land, including 100 acres in Wells County, North Dakota, and some special auctions, farm equipment, stationary engines, and tools at our steel office at Piper's Auction Center of North America. And don't forget, over 200 lots of coins to be sold in Fargo, North Dakota. Log on to Piper's.com or call us 877-700-4099.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.